Shalom, everybody. Elohim Tov. And Kol Hazman. All right. We had a good start to the lesson last night. So many beautiful things that I want to continue on teaching on this particular subject. I'm excited about it. My neighbor came to me this morning. He said, "Wow, I guess there's no more news about the rapture." And I said, "Yes, there is." And I just gave him the rundown, and he said, "Wow, this is incredible." So I was like, "Thank you." I said, "But, you know, what reason do we have to not have hope in a promise that came from God himself?" So my hope is in the promise. Got him.
You got him?
Yep, there he goes.
Good.
Goodbye.
Amen.
Okay. Sorry, that was live. Darn fly. We have one fly in here, been bugging us all morning. Trying to mess over everything. Okay, but anyway, I explained to him everything, and he's really excited. He's older than me. He's about, 68 years old or 70. But, man, is he a strong Christian, and he is always talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, and he wants to be a part of that coming. And so we ran it down to him, and he wants to study. He's like, "I got to look at this." We have more to go through this morning. And 119 is the year 2019. We want to know, is this year our year? Because Psalms 20 through 26, 27 is telling us, hey, there is a rapture scenario, a return scenario. It's all set up right here in the Psalms. And the beautiful thing about the Psalms is consistently it was right on time for, you know, from 1901 to 2016, it was right on time with every prophecy. Now we're looking to say, is this going to get back on time? When the rapture happens and the tribulation begins, is Psalms going to get back on time telling the whole story? And it seems that it has in 20, which is a Genesis Psalm, 20 all the way through 26, 27, where it's giving us a revelation of the tribulation time and what Christ has planned. Okay, are we okay, Pastor Ben?
Yeah, we can.
Okay, now, I just wanted to say one more time, Glenda James, I know I thanked you last night, but I don't think I properly thank you because I absolutely love this book. I am going through the process of reading the whole Torah in Hebrew because I want to know if there's anything I've missed. So much you can miss when you're reading English all the time. Words will say something. And then you have to look it up and see what does it really mean. But if I'm reading it in Hebrew, it'll be... So I'm going to read this whole thing in Hebrew. It has notes. It has all kinds of stuff that leads me to even deeper study. So thank you so much. It will be much used. And I want to thank Glenda from Big Spring, Texas. All right. So I'm going to pray in. I want to thank God for helping me last night. I looked through this and it really looked like, hey, it didn't go too bad, you know, because this is the first time I'm teaching on this. And so it didn't go too bad. I was like, thank you, Lord, because I didn't know how I was going to put all of this together and all of this information. OK, so let's pray before I get into anything else. And then we're going to talk a little bit and get to step in. OK. Did you guys see the T-shirts last night?
Oh.
If some of them didn't see the T-shirt, let me see that T-shirt, Pastor Ben. Now, Pastor Ben, this is for Rashawn Messianic Bible Club. All right. And that's it.
That's for the men.
All right. So.
Women will be here next week.
This is the men's. You know, if you want another color, like the blue one, mm-hmm. Pastor Ben says it's for the women.
It's
but he said they look prettier. So if you want a prettier one, I like gray.
It's the bomb.
Yeah, so I'm gonna wear this one. Rishon Messianic Bible. This design right here in the middle was by Sandy Ford.
Sandy Ford in England.
And Sandy Ford is awesome. Did you send her one yet, Pastor Ben? You mail it out?
Hers is coming. She wants the blue.
She wants the blue one? Okay, and she's gonna get the blue one. Thank you, Sandy Ford, for designing that. Praise God.
If you want information, email me, and I'll send you out the information and show you all the different varieties.
Yeah, and I'm thankful to Pastor Ben for the way he did it, because you can buy really cheap T-shirts for $6,
yep,
and then try to sell them to all your friends for $27, right? Or you can just say, you know what? You pay the company that made them, and they'll give you the good T-shirts,
mm-hmm,
and you pay the same price that we would pay,
right,
and we're not stacking up T-shirts trying to become a T-shirt company.
Amen. They're all made to order.
All right, good. So they're all made to order. You can get one if you want one. If you don't want one, I have a few people that I'm gonna have to get a couple for, because I want to make sure some people have it. If they can't get it, that I can get it for them.
Amen.
Because I'm really thankful for this whole opportunity. And I'm going to say this before I pray. It is a pleasure and an honor to have all of you a part of Rishon Messianic Bible Club.
Amen.
And a big honor for all of you who graduated Rishon Messianic Bible College. Because a lot of people that are in the body of Christ are not interested in learning the Bible, and I'm only interested in teaching the Bible. So I need people that really want to know the Word of God on a higher level. You guys are my gift. So I just want to thank God for you.
Amen.
And all that you do for us. So let's pray. I'm still saying the Lord's Prayer. Because I want the Lord to come, His will to be done, as it is in heaven, as it is on earth, as it is in heaven, the same. And then, let's pray this in. All right, bow your heads with me. Avanu Shabbat Shabbaim Yit Kadeshimcha Tavon Mechuteka Yit Aserot Zanaka Be'aretz Ke'asher Ne'asa Be'Shamaim. Tilanu hayom lechem hukenu, usilak lanu et ashmitenu, ke asher solechim anachnu le asher ashmilanu, v'al tevienu letemasa, ke im chazilanu mihara, kilacha hamamlecha vehagivara vehatif eret leolamei leolamim, amen. Beshim Yeshua, anachnu tefilim. Ve'anachnu rotze omer le'adonai todar rabalaka le'hadam shelcha. For your blood, we thank you, Father God.
Amen.
Okay, here we are. We're going to do a little review, a quick review. I did not start in the Psalms. Last night what I started on was to show you the importance of 119. And the scripture that God led me to was, this scripture is going to tell you everything. And what scripture is that? Genesis chapter 5, verse 24.
Yes.
That's the scripture God led me to release all the information about 119, okay? Because that scripture says, and Enoch walked with God, okay, and God took him.
Yes.
And so I said, there must be something, because this is a rapture of the church. This is our typology, right?
Yeah.
And so therefore, I wanted to make sure that I studied that, and I began to study the gematria of it, the words of it, but I was interested in one word, and it's the Hebrew word for that we would use for rapture, which is lakach, to be forcefully taken, okay?
Yeah.
And I looked up that word, and now I'm seeing that word in Hebrew, in the scriptures that uses that word, the gematria of it is 119, which is Psalms 119, and so that whole story there of Enoch being raptured is a 119 gematria that tells us so much. Yeah. And so we're going to get a little more into that and look at some other gematria, but we first have to get through, keep going through the tribulation. Right. Last night, if you were with us, we got to the middle of the tribulation, right? And the middle of the tribulation, let's go back there. The middle of the tribulation is in Psalms chapter 124. Okay? Now, some people say, why are you starting the rapture at 1? Why are you starting the tribulation at 120 when not at 119? And I'll tell you why. Because the rapture of the church does not start the tribulation. Okay? And from our study last night, we see that Psalms 120 is the beginning of the songs of ascent. Yeah. And the beginning of the cry of Israel for God to come and rescue them. Okay? So this, so we understand that the rapture, you're gone. But what does Daniel tell us starts the tribulation? Daniel says he will confirm a covenant with the many for 7 years. That starts the tribulation. Yeah. So rather, and we know once that we're gone, if we're like Noah, it will be 40 days, 40 nights of a complete flood throughout the world. And I don't mean water, I mean trouble. And then when that dies down and the Antichrist steps forward and he gives the plan that he has, and then they confirm that covenant, then you will have the Antichrist, and you'll know who he is then, right. And you'll also have the beginning of the 7 years.
Yeah.
Okay, so if we're in Psalms chapter 1, well, we'll go 120. What do we, let's look at our page here. 120, Psalms 121, or 121, which is stands for the year, well, Psalm chapter 120, which stands for the year 2020. Mm-hmm. The first thing we get is Psalms 120, which is a Genesis psalm, which means this is a new beginning.
Yeah.
Listen to what I'm saying. The scripture is telling us that this song of ascent is a Genesis psalm, meaning that it is a new beginning, yeah. Telling you 2020 is a new beginning of something, okay? Yeah. And it says here that in that chapter is a cry to the Lord for help. They say to the Lord, I am as in Meshech, which is drowning out, okay? Mm-hmm. Meaning that, and then it says Kedar, which is darkness. So basically, they're in a stressful situation. They're in darkness. They feel that the flood is overtaking them, and they're asking God for what? To help us, yeah. to come and to help us. In Psalms chapter 21, if you have your paper with you that I emailed out to you, or Pastor Ben did, thank you. It says, God answers their cry by saying what? I will protect you. I will keep you. Though your enemies come against you, do not fear. I am going to protect you. So God answers them in Psalms 121.
Amen.
In Psalms 122, the Jews are celebrating because they said, I was happy. I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. So the temple is built. The Jews are happy that they can go to the house of the Lord. I was glad when they said, let us go to the house of the Lord.
Yeah.
Okay, they won't be able to say that right now because there is no temple, but there is an Antichrist coming who's going to allow them to build a temple, and it will not be the temple that the Lord will build. Right. Okay? Now, Psalm 23, Israel feels despised and hated. They said, have mercy on us, Lord. Have mercy on us. For we are exceedingly filled with contempt, because the whole world is contempt and hatred, yeah, toward the Jewish nation.
Yeah.
Okay? So, they're crying out to God for help. In Psalms 124, for 2024, the middle of the tribulation, it says here that in the middle, it says Satan will send out a flood to consume the people of Israel. Okay?
Yeah.
The confirmation of those scriptures is in Revelation chapter 12, when it says that Satan will spew out of his mouth a flood to destroy the woman in the and she will be protected for a time and half a time, which is 3.5 years. So we know that the flood is released when? In the middle of the tribulation. Here we have in Psalms chapter 124, a flood happening in 2024 that is going out to destroy all of the Jewish people.
Amen.
But God rescues them. Okay, I got to say this because the Lord told me, had me write it down. Is okay. Two, this is a warning to black Hebrew Israelites. And the Lord had me write this down. He says, you have a form of knowledge, but you reject truth. Satan has caused you to hate my people. I know those who say they are Jews and are not. You are not my people. But the synagogue of Satan has caused you, has caused deceit in your heart. And now you hate my chosen people. Repent or you will share in their judgment. This message is to black Hebrew Israelite deception, God calls it. Okay, now let's continue on. I'm leaving that alone. I have a video if you want to be educated. I don't really deal with that. My calling is prepare the people of God to leave. Okay? In Psalms chapter 125, God declares his protection of his people. So let's go to Psalms chapter 125. And we're starting now. Okay? Because I think we've pretty much confirmed that the flood that Psalms 124 talks about, that this flood that is out to get them is sent from somebody, and that's the Antichrist, which is confirmed in both Daniel and in the book of Revelation.
Amen.
Now, in Psalms 125, it says, those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion. God is confirming to them in the middle of the tribulation, I got you, okay? Uh-huh. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, who cannot be shaken, but endures forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people, both now and forever. The scepter of wicked will not remain over the land allotted to the righteous. For then the righteous might use their hands to do evil. Do good, O Lord, to those who are good, to those who are upright in heart. But those who turn to crooked ways, the Lord will banish with the evildoers. Peace be to Israel. God declares that peace is coming to Israel.
Amen.
In 125. And he says, don't you worry, I'm protecting you. So it's the year 2025. They're in the middle of the tribulation. They're crying out to God. God is providing a place for protection for them in 2025. Now, in 2026, the war is continuing against Israel. But remember what God said. If these days had not been cut short, no one would survive. So they will be cut short. Let's read here in Psalms 126. And this is, let me see where this exact scripture is, because I really want to get to that fast. Well, we don't have to, because it's not that long of a, now, you guys got to listen to me, because this is very important. Jason, you already know this. You, as soon as I said this, he just went right to studying. Okay, it says, when the Lord brought back the captives to Zion, we were like men who dreamed. Our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with the song of joy. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. Now, they're reflecting on the time when they came back into the land, right? Now it says here, restore our fortune, O Lord, like streams in the Negev. Those who sow in tears will reap with songs of joy. He who goes out weeping, carrying seed to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with him. What are sheaves? Barley harvest and wheat harvest.
Oh, yeah.
He's saying when he is going to return, but he's saying he's going to return with who? With the sheaves, with the barley harvest and the wheat harvest.
Yeah.
Now listen and understand this, because I really would rather, if I wish we all understood Hebrew, but this is what the scripture actually says. It says, he who goes out weeping. Now, he's talking about Christ when he left, okay? Mm-hmm. So Christ left, but it said he left weeping. And in the Hebrew, he says, the seed. And here it says carrying seed. No, it says in the Hebrew, he left crying the seed. Who is the seed? The seed is Christ. So when Christ left, it was sadness for him that he had to leave us. But he said, the seed that left in sorrow is coming back with who? With the sheaves. It says, will return with the song of joy, carrying sheaves with him. So the wheat harvest and the barley harvest are coming back with Christ. Okay, so now this is toward the end of the wrap up of this whole thing. You understand? Because Christ, once he lands, now he has to begin to what? Rebuild Jerusalem. Because when Christ gets back, he's going to build the temple.
Yeah.
I hope you guys know that. He is going to rebuild the temple.
Yeah.
So what happened to the one the Antichrist built? He burnt it up with the fire from his mouth, right? Because guess who was in there? Sitting on the west wing,
yeah.
Talking about he's God. Well, now I just burnt your house down. And I've sent angels to bind you up and to throw you into a dungeon that you might be locked there for 1,000 years.
Yeah.
Okay? So Satan is going to be dealt with. I hope he's listening to this message. He's going to be dealt with. He's going to build a temple because he knows the Jews are looking for a temple.
Yeah.
He's going to announce a 7-year peace plan because he knows that's what they're looking for. Jesus said to them, me, but he says, there is coming one that they will respect and that they will accept. He said, me, you will not accept, but there is coming one you will accept.
Yeah.
And that one that's coming is the Antichrist. So at the end of the tribulation. Now, I want to look at this. Let's go to Micah, the book of Micah, chapter 4, verse 12. Because I want to. Micah, chapter 4, verse 12. Wait a minute. Where is that? Is that Micah? Because there's no 4, verse 12.
What version are you reading from, the book, the Bible?
Well, right now I'm reading from a Life Application Study Bible. And so if you want me to read it, I can read it from the New King James Version. The King James is just too hard for me to read. So here we go. Verse 12. It says, let me say this before I do this. I don't care what verse you're reading from. You get on Blue Letter Bible and click on the C and look up the meaning of the Hebrew words in this, because so that you can get exactly what is being said. Because the Lord says to study to show ourselves approved. Okay?
Wayne Perkins want to know, did you still go along with the wheat harvest?
Huh?
Do you still Wayne Perkins, does Pastor Sandy still go along with the wheat harvest?
Yes. The church is the wheat harvest. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The thing about it is there's a mystery about the wheat harvest that you don't know that I am not allowed to share right now until I get a further confirmation about the wheat harvest. But I understand that the church is the wheat harvest. Those who have accepted Christ are still the wheat harvest. And you have to also understand this as well. The church did not get married until after the wheat harvest, okay? So I am still saying that the church is the wheat harvest because the scripture says the church is the wheat harvest.
Amen.
Okay? So that will never change.
Amen.
Okay. So here we are. Because if we're not the wheat harvest, then when Christ returns with the sheaves can be barley and the sheaves can be wheat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The sheaves are never fruit harvest. Okay? Mm-hmm. So we got it. The barley is already gone. The wheat is ready to be gone. And so we're waiting for our exit, which happens after the wheat harvest. And so here we are in verse 12. It says, but they do not know the thoughts of the Lord. They do not understand his plans. He who gathers them like sheaves to the threshing floor. What's the threshing floor? The threshing floor is, remember that John said that the bride belongs to the bridegroom. He will gather his wheat into the threshing floor.
Amen.
Okay. But the tares he will take and bundle and throw them into fire. So the sheaves are always the church, okay,
yes,
which is the bridegroom. And the other scripture that the Lord gave me this morning was Genesis 37, verse 7. And because
I looked past the Genesis.
Genesis 37, verse 7. Okay, and this one says here, it says, we were binding sheaves of grain out in the field when suddenly my sheaf rose and stood upright while your sheaves gathered around my sheaves and bowed down. What are the sheaves? Bundles of wheat, okay? And they were and they stood them up, okay? This is Joseph's dream, remember?
Yes.
This is Joseph's dream.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's talking about the wheat because they were gathering up the wheat so that they could store it and save it because they knew that a famine was coming.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying the sheaves that we get back to when we get back to Psalms chapter 26, he says the seed who was in tears when he left is coming back,
yeah,
with joy, with a song of joy, with his sheaves with him. Okay?
Amen.
So we want to understand this. Now, let's go to Psalms 127. Very important psalm, okay? And now here we are, Psalms 127. God has returned in Psalm 26, and he's got his sheaves with him, and we are all on the earth. And guess who we're going to see? Watch this. Unless the Lord builds the house, its builder labors in vain. Who's going to build the house now? Once Christ returns, who's going to build the house?
Christ.
He must remain in heaven until all things are made right. And then it says, he will rebuild the ruins of David. Christ is going to rebuild the temple, all right?
Amen.
That temple will remain,
yes,
okay? The one that the Antichrist is going to build in the middle of the tribulation and sit in and claim to the world that he's God is going to be destroyed,
yes,
okay? Now, it says here, unless the Lord build the house, I could see God, Jesus, standing in front of the newly destroyed, burnt up temple, and he says, unless I build the house, the building is in vain, okay? Because he's back to rebuild the house of David. And he says, unless the Lord's The Lord builds the house, the builder labors in vain. Unless the Lord watch over the city, the watchmen stand guard in vain. In vain you rise early and stay up late, toiling for food to eat. For he grants sleep to those who he loves. Sons are a heritage for the Lord, children a reward for him. Who are the children and the sons that are being born now? Okay, we got to go back to Isaiah 66. Or we got to go forward to Isaiah 66. I'm going to put this here because Isaiah 66 tells us something. And this is what Isaiah 66 tells us. Verse 7 and 8. Watch this rapture verse. Before she goes into labor, she gives birth. Before pain comes upon her, she delivers a son. Who is that son? This is who the son is. That's the Gentile church. Who gave birth to the Gentile church? Israel did. Jesus is Jewish. Sometimes that shocks people. Jesus is Jewish, right? And I know he ain't from Detroit. Okay, so now it says that Israel, before she goes into labor, what's the labor? The tribulation. Those are the labor pains that she's got to go through before she produces what? Her own children. Okay, but before she goes into labor, she produces a son. Who is that son? The church. So now it says here, let's watch what while you're reading. Before she goes into labor, she gives birth. That's impossible, really, right? But it's going to happen because Israel is going to give birth and the church is going to leave the earth. But Israel is not going to go through pain for that. It says before pain comes upon her, she delivers a son. This is also in Revelation chapter 12. Same thing. Okay. Who has ever heard of such a thing? The numerical value of who has ever heard of such a thing is 888.
No.
Jesus. Yes, it is. Okay. That's Jesus. That's
says,
crazy. Who has ever seen such a thing? Can a country be born in a day or a nation be brought forth in a moment? Yet no sooner is Zion in labor than she gives birth to her children.
Yes.
Okay? So the children that belong to God will be birthed to them when he comes, when he returns and he rescues Israel, then he's going to get the rescue of the nation of Israel. Then God, Israel will give birth to her own children, which are the nation of Israel. Wow. Okay.
That's deep.
Do I bring to the moment of birth and do not deliver, says the Lord? Do I close up the womb when I bring to delivery, says your God? God is going to birth his children at his coming. So Psalms chapter 127 says, blessed, right? He said, sons are a heritage from the Lord, children a reward from him. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior are sons born in one's youth. Blessed is the man who quivers, whose quiver is filled with them. They will not be put to shame when they contend with their enemies at the gate. You see that? He says, blessed is the man who has many children. This word quiver, I would say in his blanket or in his bosom, right? Is filled with children, right? And they will not be put to shame when they contend with their enemy at the gate. Because Christ is going to rescue them.
Amen.
So, we return to this and we tell you that the Lord has done an awesome thing for us. And I know J.R. Church is in heaven now. And J.R. Church wrote this book. And beautiful book. he couldn't complete it. He really couldn't look at where we're at now because he's in heaven right now. But the material that's in here explains to us how the book of Psalms is written, why it was written in this way, how it gives a prophecy for each year from 1901 all the way to 2016. And then now, since he's gone, we got to know why did the prophecies discontinue after 2016, 2017, 2018, and now we're in 2019, and the prophecy is that the church is going to leave, and then tribulation will begin next year after they sign the covenant. Okay. I love being a Christian. What can be more exciting about what we're about to go through? What can be more exciting than this? Okay? What other hope do you have in this world, considering everything that they're doing? Because a lot of you guys, and I'm not saying you guys as Rashawn Messianic Bible Club members and friends of the ministry, you're understanding what's going on in the whole world. But a lot of people don't know they're being set up.
That's true.
They think that this whole thing is just, you know, we're just having life. And you know, some people are lukewarm Christians, but they don't see the plan that God has for, and they really don't see the plan that Satan has for, for when we leave, okay?
Amen.
So, let's continue here. We have that now. I have a second booklet, and I know Pastor Ben will probably like, oh, we got to send this one out now. Yes, we have a second booklet that I used last night, and I am going to now explain to you, because we're going to go back to the catalyst, the root of what God gave me to spur this whole study to look at, is the tribulation prophesied in Psalms, and is it yet future? Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And is it far away? No, it's not. And that is the rapture far away. It can't be that far away. Why can't it be that far? Because we passed 6,000 years. We passed the 120th Jubilee. The man has already worked his 6th day. He wants his first bride. If you guys don't understand that, you need to go back and look at Abraham the movie and understand what's going on. Okay? Now, check this out. I went back to Genesis chapter 5, verse 24. And ve'etolech ka ve'noech et Elohim ve'anenu ki lechach oto Elohim. And then God does puts a jot and a tittle right at the end of his sentence. He puts a pay, which means the mouth. Speaking, okay? And it's the 17th letter of the Hebrew alphabet, which is the letter for the children of God, the rescue, the rapture. Everything is the pay, because when the mouth speaks, like a trumpet, he will say what? Come up here. So what does this say? It says, Ki lekach oto Elohim. And God took him. Who? Enoch. Then it goes, pay. The mouth spoke, right? So, now, if that pay is not there, I can't add 80 numerical value to the sentence. You understand? The 80 to the numerical value of this gives it its whole value. Mm-hmm. And that value opens up everything, which is the gematria of everything that God wants you to know concerning 119. Yeah. We're almost there, you guys. So I did a value on the whole verse that says Enoch walked with God and he was not, for God took him. The whole value of it is 1911 divided by what? 7. God, okay, gives you 273. The gematria for 273 is this on your paper. The key gematria, immortality, the tree of life.
Amen.
Okay? That's what 273 is. Seven of these gives you this verse that says, and Enoch walked with God, and God took him. Mm-hmm. Okay? Now, 273. I want us to go. I can't say us because you don't have the booklet, but I will send it to you. Well, Pastor Ben will. All right. Putting Pastor Ben to work. Okay. Now, okay, remember everybody kept saying this to us? Oh, Pastor, 100,000 people, I'm exaggerating, but said, Pastor, I had a dream. 717 is the rapture. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't want to hear 717 is the rapture because I don't want to do any more dates. Uh-huh. Pastor, there's four other people that said 717, they saw it, and 717 is the rapture. And guess what? Seven times 17 equals 119. So you were right, but you didn't understand what God was showing you.
Oh,
okay? 717 times 17 equals 119. Okay?
Wow.
And we know the 17 is this 153 fish being raptured up. This is the 17. So the perfect number times 17 is 119.
Wow.
Okay?
Wow.
So let's continue. So let's look at what people have done to look at this number 119. Okay, number 119. The numerical value of number 119 is deliverance. Okay, Pelet. So that word in Hebrew, 119, is deliverance. 119 is also a sin covering. 119 is times four is her iniquity is pardoned. 119 times four is also the calling, which is the invitation to salvation. 119 times six is the children of promise. 119 times 6 is the holy brethren. 119 times 6 is the perfect way, Jesus.
Mm.
I didn't do 7 and 8 because I would have been here all day. 119 times 9, which is the judgment, right?
Right?
Or which is the coming judgment. 119 times 9 is joint heirs.
Yeah.
Okay? 119 times 9 is white robes, Revelation 6:11. 119 times 9 is sinless. They will be sinless. 119 times 9 is they are worthy. 119 times 9 says also this in Hebrew, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And also the righteous shall inherit the land is a numerical value of 119.
Amen.
Okay. I'm just saying this,
crazy,
that God is overdoing 119 so that you understand that it means something this year, this time, and this psalm does mean something.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the number that we had that I talked to about earlier that says, the whole value of the scripture that says, and God and Enoch walked with God and God took him, Lakach, which is 119. Here we are, 273. The whole value of that is 1911 divided by 7 is 273. And here are all of the gematrias. First of all, the gematria for the 273, which gives us that, is that it is the key. So God led me to the scripture. That's the key. Then it says the gematria in Hebrew for the word gematria is 273. Immorality is 273.
Mm.
From the tree of life, 273. The righteous will enter, Psalms 118, 19,
yeah.
273. The stone which the builders rejected, 273. The Lord is the light for me, 2:73 from the book of Micah. Four, the number four spelled out in Hebrew is also 2:73, a division of the 119.
Yeah.
The sons of my womb. And it says, and the last one is he shut, which he will shut the door once he takes the children out of the world. Now listen, I went through this whole study because I wanted to know if 117 was so prevalent throughout scripture that once I found 117 and that it divided the scriptures, and it was, and 117 was the number of verses in Song of Songs, and 117 was the number of chapters in the first four gospel plus Acts, and then 117 was leading me to everything that was speaking concerning the church. So since it didn't happen in 117, and it's really just a prophetic psalm along with Psalms 118, I wanted to know if 119 was as prevalent in scripture as 117, and it is. And if you find some more, you let me know, because I know you guys. You too, Dr. Barry, because I know Dr. Barry will bring me some stuff and he'll say, and I found this, okay? Oh, and Dr. Barry, I was not ignoring your question, but the 10 days of awe have to do with the last 10 days before Christ actually returns. So that time, prophetically, the ultimate of that prophetically is 10 days before the return of Christ. Okay. I want to say one other thing. Donald Trump this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Discontinued all funds to Planned Parenthood. And if you look, they wrote him a nice dirty letter. He took $60 million from Planned Parenthood and said, we are going to reallocate this to young mothers and make sure that they get the money that they need to take care of their children and to have proper counseling concerning having a child, birth control, and these things. Amen. And it will not be given to Planned Parenthood, who promotes and wants more and more abortions. And that's what I'm trying to tell you. We finally have a president who is pro-life. And Christians still hate him. I'm like, what? It's like the craziest thing. It's like, I'm totally against lying. We hate you still. It's like you finally got a president that don't want to lie or doesn't want to be involved in what the Illuminati is involved in, and everybody still hates him. Okay, so I'm just letting you know that that's done. Another thing, okay, this is crazy, because President Trump was giving this speech, right? And he says all the other presidents didn't do what they were supposed to do to help Israel, to help our economy, to do all of these things. So he looked up like this, you know, toward heaven and said, I guess I'm just the chosen one. And everybody went crazy. Yeah. Oh, my God, yeah. He's saying now he's the chosen one. Now he's saying he's the Messiah. No, he didn't. He's saying God chose him to do the job. OK, yeah. Not saying he's the Messiah. Come on, you guys are just, it's like the other video they put out. I got a video of Trump admitting that he's a Freemason. And the young lady said he was with a couple, a young ministry couple, pastor and his wife. And he says, I met you guys a long time ago. He says, how long have you been married now? And they said, we've been married for 14 or 15 years, right? Or whatever they said. And he said, wow, that's amazing. And they said, he just said he's a Mason.
No.
And put the video out and said, here's Trump saying he's talking to a couple and he's telling him.
No.
But they only put the part, oh, that's amazing. And then it sounds like I'm amazing, right?
Oh, my goodness.
I've never seen the media hate somebody as much as this person is hated. And if you understand that 96% of the media is owned by Satan, you'll understand why they hate him, okay?
Wow.
Planned Parenthood, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Okay? Child pedophilia,
goodbye.
It's been worked out, okay? Somebody was praying, and God said, don't worry. I have a man that cannot be bribed.
Amen.
Why? I already gave him $7 billion. So he didn't do any fundraising for his thing, right? He didn't need nobody else. He had his own jet. So therefore, I can't pay you to do evil stuff. But them other people, I'm paying you money. They gave Obama $60 million for a book deal. When he first came out, he wasn't even president yet. So they knew he was going to be president. They gave him $60 million for a book deal. And he comes on like, we're still trying to pay off our student loans, me. And he's lying. He's a natural liar. He's of his father, the devil. He wasn't paying off no student loans. They gave him $60 million for a book deal. Because that's how they do. That's when they raise up all these pastors and they give them book deals, right?
Yeah.
It's just a way to funnel money through a laundry system that says, oh, they sold so many books, so we gave them this much money.
Right.
So, because they're working for us now, right? Forget the book deals. Nobody sold $20 million worth of books. Yeah, so they're all just a bunch of crooked pastors that the Illuminati is paying them for some false book deals, mm-hmm. so that they can run a church and misdirect people,
yep.
into religion instead of into understanding and knowing Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior.
Wow.
Okay. I think I said a mouthful. How much time we got, Pastor Ben? Because I got
5 minutes or 4.5.
Okay. In these 4.5 minutes, I just want to thank you guys. So it is there. And I'm hoping that you're praying with me. I God put it on my heart to want to study this, because I don't think I would have wanted to do it on my own. But God put it in my heart to want to study it. I've given you what I studied, and I'm telling you, 119 is very prevalent. And it seems to me that since Genesis 120 is a Genesis, Psalms 120 is a Genesis Psalms, then that means something new is starting in 2020, and nothing new is starting until the church gets out of here.
Amen.
So let's look forward to his coming. And for all you that think I'm crazy, I'd rather be crazy for Jesus than anything, okay? So I am crazy for Jesus, and I am crazy about loving the people of God, because this is a miracle that we are born again and,
yeah.
saved, and we know Jesus,
yeah.
and we hate sin because the Holy Spirit's living in us. This is a miracle within itself. And so I love the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm thankful for who I am in Christ. I'm thankful I don't have lust problems or anger problems. I'm thankful that, I got to say this one last thing, Pastor Ben. Some guy sent me an email and it had profanity in it, you know? It's like, put the letter F and then you put 3 dots and then ing, and then he'll say, and then he'll put the word B and S, and then he'll, and I'm like, yeah, and he's all mad about it. So my advice to him was, don't let the Illuminati and evil people cause you to use this type of language.
Amen.
Because, you know, and so instead of, you know, you tell your teenage son, hey, I need you to be in, they, instead of them saying thank you, that's good advice, what do they say? Why are you always trying to tell me what to do?
Right.
So that's what the guy did. You're like, what are you trying to do? Really? What you say? Like, come on, man. Because I grew up in South Central LA and I play football does not mean I enjoy listening to profanity, okay?
Amen.
I don't want to hear it. I don't like it. If I ever send you something that has a curse word in it, I am very apologetic, because I'll even tell you, scroll past this part, because I don't want you to hear profanity.
Right.
I don't watch movies that have profanity in them, because I don't think Satan should be able to entertain me, and my entertainment come as me having to listen to profanities to be entertained.
Amen.
So no, I'm not selling out to that. So don't let evil people cause so much anger in your heart that it causes you to start using profanity.
Amen.
Because we're not like them, okay?
Amen.
Praise God. Let's get.
She doesn't hate Trump.
Huh? Oh, good.
Said, I don't hate Trump.
Hey, you know what? You don't have to hate him or like him. I'm telling you, people, Trump is not the savior. He's just somebody God used. Do you understand?
Yeah. Yeah.
If I like him because of what he's doing, is because he's doing things that are for the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
We are not in a nuclear war because what Hillary them had planned with North Korea to have this country in a nuclear war at that time, I'm telling you, it was planned. Amen. We're supposed to be in a nuclear war right now, and we're not, because Trump came in and the generals. Thank you to Dr. Pechenik and all of the people that are into covert intelligence operation. They are American generals, and they are the ones that said when 2001, 9/11 happened, we've got to do something.
Amen.
This, what you've seen with Trump, has been a plan since 9/11, 2001, when these 200 generals said, we've got to do something.
Yep.
And they watched Hillary try to destroy this country. They watched the Bushes try to destroy this country. They watched Obama try to destroy this country. And Obama was doing such a crazy job, they considered, as the generals, getting rid of him, as they said.
Yeah.
And they said, no, just let it run out, and we'll find a guy to get in and do what we need to do to restore this nation. And they found Donald Trump.
Yeah.
So if you hate him because he's stopping pedophilia, I don't understand why. If you're a Christian, you should be all for that.
Amen.
If you hate him because he stopped money to Planned Parenthood because he doesn't like abortions, that's you. But me, I'm glad God put him in there, because it slowed down a lot of foolishness, and it's getting rid of almost 7,000 pedophiles who are in prison because of Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Come on, you guys. Let's be real Christians.
Amen.
Let's not let CNN make us hate people.
Amen.
I was watching CNN, and the CNN said that Donald Trump's evil and he's a racist. Yeah, he's racist, right? He's got a black woman who was homeless living in his building for free for 9 years. Okay? And she's got a video on YouTube if you want to go and listen to it. She's been living there for 9 years. She was homeless, and he gave her the place and said, feed her 3 meals a day and take care of her. Because he's racist. And she's black. Oh, my God. Be smarter. Okay? Let's be happy about what Jesus is doing and how he has protected us until the Holy Spirit takes us out.
Amen.
I'm going to pray, because you know that they say a preacher is never finished, so you got to know when to quit. That's what they say. All right, let's pray out. Yivrekeka Adonai veYishmareka, Yair Adonai panavilecha veChuneka, Yiasei panavilecha veYasim lekai shalom.
I'm sorry to interrupt, Pastor. Vicky D wants to know, are you still going to do a study on MLK mind control?
On Sunday.
Ooh.
Ha-ha. Yes, I am.
Yeah.
And it is on Sunday.
Amen.
And you will see it. And we will see what they're doing. And I'm going to have a lot of pictures so you can see who they are. Okay? So here we are. God said, when you see these people, my people, Jesus said, God said, tell them I said this. Tell my people I said, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom, everybody. Leitriot beshavua chaba, or I'll see you at the cloud party. Save me a dance. Amen.